This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president says he will not accept a deal with Moscow, which would allow Russian troops to remain in occupied territory. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the CEO Council Summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops are working to expel Russian troops from its territory, and Ukraine would eventually restore its territorial integrity. Zelensky said he would not accept a ceasefire deal that would keep Russian forces in their current positions. The president said the idea of what he called a frozen conflict was not negotiable for Ukraine. Zelensky emphasized that Russian President Vladimir Putin must agree to meet him to negotiate any deal to end the fighting. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday said he would speak with other leaders from the group of seven advanced economies this week about potential additional sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the United States was in constant discussions with its partners about further sanctions and could take additional actions to pressure Moscow. At a Wall Street Journal conference, Yellen would not preview any specific actions under consideration, but stressed further measures were likely, quote, if Russia continues this war against Ukraine. Biden told reporters, quote, we're always open to additional sanctions. When asked about U.S. plans after the European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia, including a phased oil embargo, Russia has intensified its offensive in eastern Ukraine. According to Ukraine's defense ministry on Wednesday, nearly 10 weeks into a war that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and flattened Ukrainian cities. This is VOA News. The number of people going hungry hit an all-time high in 2021 and is poised to reach appalling new levels as the Ukraine war affects global food production. That's according to the UN, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The UN says almost 193 million people in 53 countries suffered acute food insecurity last year due to a toxic triple combination of conflict, weather extremes, and the economic effects of the pandemic. Luca Russo with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says there's another factor making it likely hunger will rise even more this year.
We have not yet factored in the Ukraine crisis.
The Global Report on Food Crisis forecasts Somalia will face one of the world's worst food crises in 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
Guinea's Attorney General has ordered legal proceedings against ousted President Alpha Conde and 26 of his former officials for alleged crimes, including acts of violence while in office, a court document showed on Wednesday. Conde, 84, who was overthrown in a military coup last September by officers who now run the country. Anger against him had mounted after he altered the Constitution to run for a third term in 2020. The charges against him and allies range from complicity in murder and assault to destruction of property, referring to violence that broke out around the disputed election, according to a document signed by the Attorney General. Comedian Dave Chappelle was the victim of an onstage attack during a show last night in Los Angeles. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
Dave Chappelle was just wrapping up his performance at the Hollywood Bowl when a man rushed him and tried to tackle him. Security guards overpowered him and took him off stage as Chappelle continued his show. Other clips taken outside show the alleged attacker being loaded by paramedics onto an ambulance with an apparent arm injury. NBC News quotes the LAPD as saying the man was carrying a fake gun with a real knife blade inside. Chappelle was performing his stand-up routine as part of his Netflix is a Joke festival. Fellow comedian Jamie Foxx was in the wings of the stage. Chappelle thanked him for responding to the attack. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president says he will not accept a deal with Moscow which would allow Russian troops to remain in occupied territory. It comes as U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday said he would speak with other leaders from the group of seven advanced economies this week about potential additional sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine, nearly 10 weeks long. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.